Recently, an image of two fully clothed men kissing on Facebook was removed from the website, inciting argument from both censorship and gay rights activists. Facebook users have created a group on the infamous social site called Kissing is Cool, where they directly address co-founder Chris Hughes, ask him, quote, why Facebook took down a picture of two fully clothed men kissing and emailed the poster of the picture that it was offensive, end quote. Is it a matter of Facebook censoring the image because it was two gay men, or simply because someone else had reported it as offensive? Hayley Crane reports.
They simply deleted a photograph of two men kissing. The men were fully clothed. There was nothing sexual about it, whatever. And interestingly enough, the photograph was a still taken from a soap opera EastEnders.
That's Stilgarian. He's a writer and broadcaster based in Sydney, Australia. He's talking about the most recent of Facebook's controversial censorship hiccups. But this isn't the first time Facebook have been quick to press the delete button on what they deem sexually explicit or unsavoury images.
Yes, Facebook has pretty poor form for really respecting people's freedom of expression. The first cases, I think, that became really high profile were when they started removing photos of women breastfeeding their children. Again, a very big case back in 2008, I believe. A woman had breast cancer. She had one of her breasts removed through a mastectomy operation. And to raise awareness of what that did, she published a photograph of herself showing the scar after that surgery. Now, it was a photograph that, you know, it was a medical photograph. It showed a scar, yes, she was topless, but the other breast and nipple could not be seen, and yet Facebook simply just removed that photograph. Now, they later changed their mind in that case.
He says that Facebook's policy against nude or offensive content is far too vague and impossible to follow with any consistency.
Look, their policy is a bit thin on the ground. It just simply says things like you're not allowed to have sexually suggestive content, you're not allowed to have anything with nudity, you're not allowed to have anything that is graphic in terms of sexuality or violence. But none of those terms are really defined or expanded upon anywhere.
Stilgarian argues that Facebook, as a business, has a duty to adhere to the complaints made against its content. But the problem is, it's usually the intolerant who are most vocal and more likely to make a complaint.
The reality is that Facebook is a commercial operation. And like any commercial operation, they are worried about their reputation, they respond to complaints. So really they play it safe. Anything that could potentially offend anyone, they just delete. They respond to complaints. Now the thing about complaints is that tolerant people don't complain when they see something they don't like. They just move on because they're tolerant. They go, oh, well, that's not for me, so I'll just not look any further. But intolerant people, people who are socially conservative, will see something they don't like and complain about it, and they're very vocal. And certainly in the United States, where Facebook is based and still a large number of the users are from, you have a very strong fundamentalist Christian right-wing conservative, socially conservative group of people who will publicly complain about anything that is not the standard, you know, white heterosexual, you know, middle-class imagery that they're used to.
The way Facebook see it, when we're socialising on Facebook, we're doing so in a privately owned space, and while in that space, we must adhere to their rules.
Really, they play it safe. Anything that could potentially offend anyone, they just delete. And from their point of view, they say, well, look, this is our privately owned space. You play by our rules or you're out. In the same way that a shopping mall can say, well, you know, you need to behave or dress or whatever it is according to our standards or you're out. In fact, in a public space, a publicly owned space, let's say walking down the street, you're allowed to wear anything you like and behave pretty much any way you like, as long as you're not causing problems for someone else. But in privately owned spaces, you have to obey the rules of that privately owned space. And that's really the big problem here, because whatever you do on the internet, you are doing it in a privately owned space. There are no publicly owned spaces on the internet.
As an enterprise, Dilgarian argues that Facebook most likely employs low-paid and underqualified staff to deal with their complaints. He says that Facebook need to get their act together before somebody else forces them to.
What I think Facebook needs to eventually face is the fact that it wants to be a public utility. In fact, their own promotional material describes the Facebook as a social utility that helps people communicate more efficiently with their friends, family and co-workers. Now, the thing about utilities, that is, things that are there for everyone to use, is that they end up getting regulated because they have to serve a greater public good, not just their shareholders. So with Facebook, I think what they're really going to have to face soon is either get yourself better processes, like if you're going to start deleting content, at least notify people first, have a process to respond to, and actually respond promptly to the communications. Because eventually, I suspect that someone outside, governments and so on, will start saying, hey guys, get your act together.
That was Panorama's Hayley Crane with Stilgarian on Facebook censorship. What are your thoughts? Should Facebook have censored to gay man kissing? Text us in on 0427 767 767.
You're listening to Panorama.